Are you struggling to lose weight and keep it off? Tired of wasting time and money on starvation diets that lead to more frustration and stress? If there was a weight loss solution that could actually work for you, would you try it? Then head to Golo.com.
I'm Steve. I lost 138 pounds in 9 months on Golo.
I'm Amber. I've lost 128 pounds with Golo taking release.
If you're ready to take back control of your life, head to Golo.com now and see how Golo can work for you. That's Golo.com.
My sleep is way better. My inflammation has gone way down. Golo saved my life. I was way overweight. That's what sent me down the path. I wanted to make sure and live for my kid.
I have literally tried everything. I was on the verge of getting gastric bypass surgery, and I saw the Golo commercial, and it was the last thing I tried because it worked.
Join over 2 million people who have found a better way to lose weight with Golo. Your healthier and happier life begins at Golo.com. That's Golo.com. Again, Golo.com.
And because I think it's helpful to check in with the opposition, not that Michael Rothstein, who covers the Falcons for ESPN.com, not that he is the opposition here, but he covers the Falcons. So let's check in. All right, Michael, in Desmond Ridder we trust, huh?
I mean, yeah, first of all, I have no opposition to Raleigh. I have family that lives in Raleigh.
Oh, do you?
Oh, yeah, my brother lives just outside of Raleigh. And I have a bunch of friends there. I love the city. So no, I am of no opposition.
Okay,
to
good.
I try to be there as much as possible. Go to the yacht club and home slice in Youngsville. I'll admit.
Wait. There's a yacht club in Youngsville?
Yeah, my brother's a bartender there.
I got to check that out. It's up sort of in my neck of the woods. All right. Now I have a friend.
If you go to Yacht Club, ask for Brett, and that is my brother.
Perfect.
So, yeah, absolutely. So on to Desmond Ridder, who is not, I'm not related to Desmond Ridder in any way.
Okay.
They do believe in Desmond Ridder. They believe in Desmond Ridder very heavily. They, after the season, it was interesting because they wouldn't out and out say, we're committed to Desmond Ridder, but they did. They made it kind of clear, like they really liked his progress. It seemed like there was a organizational wide talking point of mentioning that he didn't throw an interception in his 4 starts. So they were clearly setting the groundwork for saying Desmond Ridder, unless something is too good to pass up, is going to be their guy this year, and that is what we've seen. And you've seen progress from Desmond Ridder from week to week during training camp. But the very honest truth is this. No one knows what Desmond Ridder is going to be.
Right.
Desmond Ridder probably doesn't know what Desmond Ridder is going to be because we haven't seen it. Haven't seen it enough. Haven't seen it when it's been his team. Hasn't seen it when it's been an offense tailored to his strength. We have seen none of this. So if anyone's sitting there and telling you, yeah, Desmond Ridder is going to be great. Or conversely, if anyone's sitting there, Adam, and telling you, you know what? The Falcons needed to go after Lamar Jackson. The Falcons needed to upgrade at quarterback. Well, those are your preconceived notions because no one knows. We're going to know. I don't think we'll know by the end of Sunday because one game is a smallish sample
right.
size. But by the end of September, we'll know. We'll have an idea of what's up, potentially, good or bad. And that, to me, is the real answer. Anyone else who's trying to sell you something is just trying to sell some subscriptions or have a hot take that'll end up on Freezing Cold Take if that still exists on the internet.
I think it does. Maybe okay. They're just trying to sell a membership to the Yacht Club in Youngsville.
You know what? Could be. If they're trying to do that, I am not trying to do that. That is not my purpose.
No, it's fine. It's even look if it helps out Brett. We're all about that. But they did bring him some help. Bijan Robinson also drafted a wide receiver very high. So talk to me about B or that Drake London might be a year ago. I don't even know anymore.
Drake London was a year ago.
Yeah. and Kyle Pitts too. So I want to ask you about him. But let's talk about the former University of Texas running back who, along with Jahmyr Gibbs, was all the hotness coming into this draft. How extensively will Bijan be featured?
Oh, you're going to see a lot of him. A whole lot of him. And he's special. And I say that very objectively. I have said this a few places, and I believe it. Running back's a tough spot, although he's not a running back. He's an offensive option. People need to just get over the running back thing.
Right.
He is an offensive option. He's going to be used a bit of everywhere. But you look at his talent, you look at his skill set. If he stays healthy, he'll be putting on some sort of jacket at the end of his career, whether it's a red one that's like a Ring of Honor jacket for the Falcons or the other bright one. I think he's that good. I've covered a lot. I've covered the NFL now. This is season 11, and I covered college football for a decade before that. And there's only one other guy that I remember every day in practice watching and being like, you know what? That guy, all the time.
Really?
Every day he's doing something that I go, oh, all right. Like every day. And it's not just like making a great play. It's like, oh no, that's something different now. And that other guy was Calvin Johnson. So that should tell you kind of where my head is at when we're talking about Bijan Robinson. I think he has that type of skill. I think he has that type of possibility. But health is a factor here. And yep. How he's used, but Arthur Smith is a very creative, innovative offensive mind. So I think there's a lot of good that could happen for Bijan Robinson. And going back to Ritter, this all plays into it, right? Because it's very simple what they were trying to do. They, whether it was Ritter or somebody else,
right,
they invested top 10 picks in running back / offensive option.
Yep.
Wide receiver Drake London was number 8 last year. And then Kyle Pitts was the number 4 pick as a tight end who can also play wide receiver.
Sure.
In theory. And what you've done is you've now given so much talent to surround them. And then you bring in Jonnu Smith. You bring in Matt Collins. You have Cordarrelle Patterson. Tyler Algier is kind of the forgotten man in all this. And he rushed for 1,000 yards last year. Like, there's so much offensive young talent there other than Jonnu that you just need to distribute, man. You need to just be a point guard if you're Ritter. And you should be at worst feasible on offense. So, or competent. And then if you get anything from Ritter, you're real good. So that's, I think, what we're going to see is we're going to see a lot of Bijan. We're going to see a lot of Drake London, a lot of Kyle Pitts. Those are going to be, to me, the three top guys in the offense. Don't be surprised if we see a decent amount of Jonnu Smith, though.
Right.
Because you saw how Arthur Smith used him in Tennessee. The offense is different, but Arthur Smith does like having multiple tight ends. And, you know, people freak out here about, you know, like, that Matt Collins is the second wide receiver. And it's like, yeah, but Matt Collins is also maybe the fifth option in the offense. Like, that's fine.
Yeah, but one of the things that we know about Matt Collins, and we've seen him in the NFL for a while too, but we watched him here at North Carolina, is that Matt Collins can get down the field. And he's a big target. So there's nothing wrong with somebody who can get down the field and also happens to be a big target.
Right, and he's a willing blocker.
Yeah.
He'll play special teams for you. And again, if he is your fourth, fifth option in your offense, that's fine. Like, you actually probably have a pretty good offense if he's option number 5.
Michael Rothstein from ESPN.com, also related to the Youngsville Rothsteins at the Yacht Club. All right, let me go to the defense before we have to say goodbye, because I read that Arthur Smith says defense is going to be a collaborative effort. My guess is that the offense belongs to Arthur Smith, but the defense, I'm not saying he doesn't trust defensive coordinators, but it's a little bit more by committee, I guess. What are we expecting on that side of the ball?
I think when he's saying collaborative effort, it goes a bunch of ways, right? Because so on offense, they've really gone to try and become almost position agnostic and skill positions. All those guys we just mentioned can play multiple spots.
Right.
Defensively, they're trying to maybe get to that too. Like, and that might sound like how, but they've got guys that they're cross-training. They look at guys as kind of hybrid guys, as defensive ends, offensive linebacker, or outside linebackers, even maybe some inside-outside with a guy they brought in named Caden Ellis. Jesse Bates can play theoretically 3 spots if they need to, and they paid him as one of the highest-paid safeties ever. So I think some of that is when you're talking about personnel. But Ryan Nielsen's in his first year running a defense on his own. but he has a lot of experience there on that defensive staff. Jerry Gray has been in the league forever. Frank Bush is a former defensive coordinator himself. So there's a lot of talent there, defensive coaching-wise and experience-wise, but make no mistake. They'll say collaborative effort. This is Ryan Nielsen's defense.
Right.
It is Ryan Nielsen's plan. It is Ryan Nielsen's scheme. And it's going to be a much more aggressive scheme and a much more aggressive approach than what we saw with Dean Pease. And some of that is Dean Pease's scheme. But a lot of that, too, is just the personnel they had. They were so hamstrung in salary cap situations, and they didn't want to put themselves further in a hole like some other teams do, like, you know, the Saints and the Rams, just to kind of keep kicking the can forward. They kind of said, no, we're gonna eat this. And now they were able to go sign guys, and they brought in a ton of guys on defense in free agency, and that's how they chose to build their defense. You got David Omenyatta. You got Calais Campbell, Bud Dupree.
Yeah.
All Caden Ellis, who I had mentioned earlier, all guys that they brought in for front seven help, and it's shown in practices. But much like we were talking about with Desmond Ridder, those guys are known commodities, except kind of for Caden Ellis. But the difference is we just don't know how it's all going to look working together. But we know what guys like Campbell, Dupree, and Omenyatta can bring when they're healthy.
I know there's a lot of optimism around the Falcons. They're a sneaky choice to win the NFC South, although I think you can make a case for the Saints as well, but it should be a fun season and a very important game.
You can make a case. I'm going to throw this at you, too. You can make a case for Carolina.
Oh, yeah, you could.
I absolutely do. I cover – so Jim Caldwell, you know, a little bonus nugget, I guess. So I covered Jim Caldwell when I covered the Lions. I covered his entire tenure. And I watched him rework Matthew Stafford. Like, the Matthew Stafford he got and the Matthew Stafford that left there and ended up winning a Super Bowl were, I won't say completely different quarterbacks, but he changed his footwork. He had him read stuff differently. It was a painful process. The fact that Jim Caldwell was on the Panthers staff, along with Frank Reich, along with Josh McCown, there is not a better situation for a young quarterback in the NFL than – what they have in Carolina because of the experience that those guys have.
Yeah, no, I agree. I love the addition of Jim Caldwell to that staff, and I think most of the optimism. I think Bryce Young is going to be very good, but I think most of the optimism around here for me is the quality of the coaching staff. And I was Team Steve Wilks. I really wanted him to get the job. I thought he deserved it, but I'm not complaining at all with what Carolina did with their coaching staff. All right, we're not enemies. We're friends. And we'll hang out at the Yacht Club next time you're in town, Michael.
I am looking forward to it. I mean, keep me posted.
All right, first dinghy is on me. I have no idea what that means. Michael Rothstein from ESPN.com covers the Falcons, at Michael Rothstein on Twitter. I'll talk to you later, man. Thanks.
Take care. Thank you.
Are you struggling to lose weight and keep it off? Tired of wasting time and money on starvation diets that lead to more frustration and stress? If there was a weight loss solution that could actually work for you, would you try it? Then head to Golo.com.
I'm Steve. I lost 138 pounds in 9 months on Golo.
I'm Amber. I've lost 128 pounds with Golo Taking Release.
If you're ready to take back control of your life, head to Golo.com now and see how Golo can work for you. That's Golo.com.
My sleep is way better. My inflammation has gone way down. Golo saved my life. I was way overweight. That's what sent me down the path. I wanted to make sure and live for my kid.
I have literally tried everything. I was on the verge of getting gastric bypass surgery, and I saw the Golo commercial, and it was the last thing I tried because it worked.
Join over 2 million people who have found a better way to lose weight with Golo. Your healthier and happier life begins at Golo.com. That's Golo.com. Again, Golo.com.